started, I'll do the pledge, and we'll let Mr. Olinger for the final meeting say the prayer. I will. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, source of our strength and well-being, in the advent of Thanksgiving Day, we bow our hearts and minds to you, giving thanks for all that you do for us, beauty in nature, health, friends, and family. Help us to share our praise by being of service to others. In your name, amen.
Call this meeting to order. Board member, take roll.
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor informed the board last week that he would not be in attendance today.
We will move to adopt the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion concerning the agenda that we pull items 3, 4, and 7 off of the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes. All righty. We will move along now to public participation.
Well, I need to move to adopt the agenda.
I'm sorry.
The remaining agenda.
Second.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
And Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes. Sorry. Now we will move on to public participation. Any person willing to speak to the board of directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the board of directors is prohibited from discussing or taking any action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is a time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they will be asked to leave. Mr. Griggs.
Good evening. Hope you bear with me. Don Griggs, president of the West Valley Water District Rate Payers Association. First of all, I'm going to congratulate the returning board members, Kyle and Greg, and also Mr. Channing. Just want to say a few words, and I hope you bear with me. And I'm not here to be name dropping or anything, but I think this is important, very important. If you remember, some of you know your history in Mount Rushmore, that's in Dakota. I think they have figures up there of people that are very important, the presidents and those type of people up there on the mountaintop. I think we should have a Mount Rialto here in Rialto. The years I've been here over 40-some-odd years. I've been in Inland Empire over 50 years, so Rialto is my home. I love Rialto. And these are some of the people that I think are Rialtoans that I've worked with in the past. And I just want to mention a few, not the name drop, but I think it's important to me we bring this up tonight. First of all, I want to talk about my mayor, Deborah Robinson. Been knowing Deborah over 30-something-odd years, knew her before she was council, knew her when she ran for council. I did support her then, and then she became mayor. And I've been a supporter of Deborah for all these years. She's a true Rialtoan, and I just want to make that known. Another person that I think should be up there is excuse me very much, wow. My city clerk, Barbara McGee, been knowing Barbara since the 1970s. We've worked together in various committees and done a lot in this city in Rialto. She used to have a shop down here on Riverside Avenue that they sold artwork and framework, and as well as some other things I've done with the Kiwanis Club and CCC, the Chamber of Commerce. We worked together on a lot of different committees here in the city, and she loves the city just like I do. Wanted to mention as well, Mr. John Longville. Of course, you all know John. I knew John when he was a field rep for the late Congressman George Brown. And we could go back that far, and then, of course, he became council, the mayor, and went to assembly. And John got me kicked off the assembly floor once. So and that's another story that we have. And also, Amina Carter. Amina has been a friend of mine since the 70s as well, and of course, we have a school named after her, and I was fortunate enough to be there, one of the speakers that spoke that night in her behalf. And lastly, I want to make sure that we get our man, Don Olinger. Don, you belong on that as well on that board. Been knowing Don over the years, been in this company, the community over 50 years. You've been a servant in this community over 50 years, not only as a teacher, as a principal, as a volunteer, as school board member twice, and in various committees. And I've seen you at different functions in the city. Didn't know you then, knew of you because of I followed politics and I followed the school board. I got kids that went through the school system. I followed you all through your career, and I've been been good to meet you since you've been on the board. We've met. And I just want to tell you that your knowing you through the years, I didn't know you, but after I got to know you, you're the same person that I thought you'd be. And I just want you to know that although you did not win, if we had to do it over again, I had my vote. Yeah. You still get my vote, my friend. I think you are a class man, and whatever you do, God bless you. And also, we just had Veterans Day. I know you're a Navy vet, and I'm a Marine Corps vet, and from veteran to veteran, God bless you. Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Did you want to, Hardy?
Yes, I have something for Mr. Brown. Excuse me. Hardy Brown, Voice News. I wish to speak on agenda item one concerning Mr. Don Olinger, his service on the board of directors, and item 3 and 4 of Varner and Brandt for legal services, which the name is blacked out on packet page 23. I think we have a right to know what case they worked on. Background information on why I'm going to say why I feel about what I feel about Director Olinger. I have been attending your board and committee meetings for the past 2 years, and I have witnessed abuse, treatment of public speakers and employees. I have uncovered documented inappropriate use of ratepayers' money for personal gains as documented in a letter from the district attorney. And currently, Dr. Clifford Young is under investigation by the district attorney for using ratepayers' money for a political victory celebration party on December 7th, 2017. And I might add, Director Olinger was not invited to attend. I have seen the change of leadership that has deepened the divide on the board, in my opinion. I have seen staff members berated and put down, which is not a good example for you as board members to behave. I have seen high legal costs from your poor employee disciplinary decisions that have led to high settlements payouts to employees. I have witnessed the loss of $5 million employee litigation insurance policy. If that was not bad enough, you violated the Brown Act by transferring $5 million to cover the loss without it being on the agenda. This is just a thumbnail review of what I have witnessed over the past 2 years. I want to say congratulations to Greg Young, Kyle Crowther, and returning members, and Channing Hawkins as a new member of the board. However, my main reason for speaking tonight is for Director Olinger. Demonstrating courage under fire, showing all of us what true moral leadership is as a public servant for the people. Dr. Martin Luther King said it this way, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. The true neighbor will risk his position, his prestige, and even his life for the welfare of others. When four directors went into closed sessions to fire a black woman and her co-workers, Dr. Olinger said he would have no part of it and sat in the diocese until they returned. They stripped him of any paid committee assignments. They ignored him as an equal elected official and forgot to even register his vote. As the cost of his prestige and personal embarrassment took its toll on him, he never got angry or showed resentment towards his fellow board members. As the legal cost to the ratepayers rose higher and higher, still rising to cover those bad employees' decisions of his colleagues, he never said, "I told you so." Director Young said he would work to remove you from the board, and he did that. Yet Director Olinger has reached out to the new board members to share his knowledge for the benefit of the public. Director Olinger, your boardmanship of treating all people with dignity and respect has set an example for all of us to emulate. I can say without hesitation, your years of service have been better to build a community through civil service without being in it for personal gain. I am proud to list you as my friend, and may God continue to bless you and your family. Thank you for your service to the West Valley District and the community of Rialto, Fontana, Bloomington, Colton, and Riverside. Thank you for the extra moments.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Vogler?
Good evening, Board. I'm Al Vogler. On approximately October 5th, 2019, I received from Tafoya Law a letter stating that my public records request was, quote, vague, overly broad, unduly burdensome, unspecific, and unfocused, unquote. It followed that I should pick up my requested documents. Some of those documents were never given to me, and they still have not been given to me. I filed a second request for the same documents. I received a reply on November 13th. The response was far more negative than the first, again being characterized as vague and overly broad. I simply asked for copies of the district bulletin announcing hiring requirements for the position of assistant manager. Do you give Tafoya Law instructions to be abusive to the public? The response to my request was overly long, vague, and unfocused. That the district would pay for such responses demonstrates a willingness to be anything but transparent. I have asked West Valley Water twice to put an item on the agenda to discuss the lack of qualifications of Mr. Brosowski and his needed replacement. You have not placed such an item, and no one from the district has contacted me regarding the issue. Again, a lack of transparency. I request again an agendized item and district contact to inform me of such at least 48 hours prior to the meeting. During the board meeting on October 17th, 2019, item number 29, the hiring of Mr. Larry Lawrence was tabled. Please outline and define the effect of that tabling. Has Mr. Lawrence been hired or has he not? Will he be hired? I have documents demonstrating that Mr. Lawrence was being given district benefits prior to the aforementioned item number 29 discussion. Conclusively, this would demonstrate a gift of public funds to a member of the public and perhaps money laundering. Mr. Lawrence's employment with Nestle Water is potentially a conflict of interest. If you hired Mr. Lawrence, would he cease any and all employment elsewhere? If not, how could you possibly hire someone whose allegiances lay elsewhere? I have hopes the new West Valley Water Board will be far more forthright in their business. Further, I have hope that during the next election, the board composition will change further. Your access to and ability to spend district taxpayer funding must be squelched. I thank you, and I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Good evening, Board. Kelly Gregg. I want to start by just going over a document that we actually did receive from a public records request, and it was the posting for the Assistant General Manager 2 position with a salary of $139,000 through $228,000, in which Jeremiah Brokowski was one of those candidates selected with a starting pay of $189,000. In brief, the minimum qualifications are any combination of education, training, and experience that will provide knowledge, skills, and abilities to successfully perform in the positions, including includes bachelor's degree from an accredited college or university. In addition to that, also a minimum of 6 years of experience in progressively responsible professional water utility administration at the managerial level. Now, we all know that Mr. Borkowski is not qualified to turn on a garden hose. Then I received another document tonight for the Assistant General Manager Classification Specification, and it's actually a West Valley Water District memorandum. In this memorandum, it again outlines the fact that minimum qualifications for an Assistant General Manager are any combination of the said education and training, a bachelor's degree from an accredited college, and experience. A minimum of 6 years of experience in progressively responsible professional water utility administration at the managerial level, including water system operation and engineering, and up to 8 years of additional qualifying experience may be substituted for required education on a two-for-one basis. Going back to the first PRA, I want to outline, because your president, Mike Taylor, stated that Jeremiah was hired as a public relations officer. One AGM will be hired for engineering / CIP and the other AGM for public relations outreach. Even with your own statement here, you have minimum qualifications that needed to be met. With the minimum salary of $139,000, paying a 28-year-old kid that is nothing but a political pawn, $189,000, was outrageous and ridiculous. You're not being fiscally responsible to your ratepayers, and as you can see, Mr. Jeremiah is tumbling at the forefront. Please be responsible to your ratepayers. I don't like driving 46 miles from the north to get into your guys' business. But when it's wrong, I'll stand up for anybody. And Mr. Olinger, I have this for you. A promise made is a promise kept.
Mr. Vice President, board members, supporting staff, and visitors. My name is Joseph Mays, and I'm a member of the Westside Action Group. And my being up here is not a factual finding. It's an information standout. I had the distinct honor and pleasure of attending a tour of the Delta conveyance system a few weeks ago. I was the only person on that tour that wasn't a board member, a person that was working for the water system. I was definitely inspired by several points of that tour. Number one, the Orville Dam, the Orville Lake, and the spillway. Number two is the Sykes Reservoir to be. I was not so inspired by a couple of systems up there. The rising of the rivers, the rising of the ocean, and the idea that the salt water is pushing fresh water further and further upstream. After those points were relayed to me, I had a brief conversation with Mr. Clarence Manziel. And it didn't take me but a few seconds to realize that he had a thorough and depth knowledge of water. And I came away understanding a lot better than had explained to me. Mr. Manziel is definitely an asset to this organization. I don't know if you guys realize that or not, but I'm definitely inspired by him. Mr. Olinger, I would like to say thank you for your services also, because I'm inspired by you. I just want to say that I attend almost all of the meetings over at Valley District, and I've learned a lot about water, and I'm definitely falling in love with it. So, Mr. Manziel, I look forward to talking with you and conversating with you again about water. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. And last but not least, June Hayes.
June Hayes, San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. Mr. Vice President, members of the board, just a couple things. First of all, Don, I again want to thank you for your service. I'm going to miss you. I do hope you'll come to some Valley meetings or some meetings here where I'll be able to continue our relationship. You've done a great job in this community, and I'm hoping that your retirement will be healthy and happy and satisfying for you. Secondly, on your upcoming meetings, December 5th, everybody's going to be at Aqua at Valley, so there will be no meeting on December 5th, so if you could scratch that. And third, but not unimportant, I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Thank you, Jim.
Good evening, Mr. Vice President, board members, and members of the public. Today we are here to recognize Director Don Olinger for the years of service that he has provided to the district, to the ratepayers, and to the region. As it is known, Director Don Olinger not only gets involved in West Valley Water, but he attends the Valley meetings quite often, and he has he's had an impact throughout the region over the years. So tonight we definitely want to recognize him for his years of service and the dedication that he's had to the region. And overall, your intentions and everything you've done have been seen throughout the district. And definitely employees are going to miss you. I know there's quite a few employees here that are here today to wish you well. And they've known you a lot longer than I've known you. So I definitely believe that they should be the ones up here speaking. Not me personally, but we definitely wish you well. And we actually have a plaque that we would like to present to you. And actually, do you want to go ahead and present it? And you guys, everyone, if you guys, board members, if you guys don't mind, just come forward. We'll go ahead and take a couple pictures.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Let's do it at the end of the meeting. Here, you want me to do it now?
Your choice.
Let's go for it.
Okay. Okay. First of all, I want to thank everyone for those kind remarks. Wonderful. I'm humbled, and I'm really honored from all of you, and employees, staff. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. I have some prepared remarks that I'd like to make. After 23 years in elected public office, the good Lord said, it's time, Don, to pass the baton on to others. My salient reason for even considering a run was to play the role of the elder statesman to help resolve some of the internecine board conflicts and to restore the former luster of the district and to boost employee morale. At a luncheon with my successor, Channing, I had lunch with him the other day, I dwelled on the positive strengths of West Valley Water District. Its dedicated professional employees, visionary and innovative history in meeting the demands of an explosive growth in its 32 square mile service area. With a unified board, in tandem with a motivated leadership and a dedicated, loyal staff, that vision for excellence in water quality, reliability, and innovation will continue into the future. Looking at this photo gallery over here, a board presidents depicts that there have been many changes in board membership over the last 64 years, and there will be many more in the decades to come. I do plan to run one last time for office. In 4 or 5 years, when I am at Sunset Retirement Village, I intend to run for social chairperson or food committee. Thank you for being my water company for 62 years and a board member for 14 and a half years. I will always be an ambassador of goodwill for this district. And just a little poignant remark. Old directors never die. We just slowly fade away. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you, Don. Moving on to the consent calendar.
I move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
And Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes. Moving on to business matters, since we've already discussed, I would like to just make a motion to move items 5, 6, 8, and 9.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a substitute motion, or Vice President, I'd like to pull items 5 and move the remaining balance.
So remove item 5?
That's my motion.
There's a second.
Okay, the motion is to move items 6, 8, and 9.
That would be correct.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
May I proceed?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So for item five, I was hoping to ask legal counsel about the bill that was presented to us. I'm sorry, sir, I didn't catch your name, but I see that you're sitting in for our legal counsel tonight. What's your name?
My name is John Moss.
John Moss?
Yes, I'm sitting in for Mr. Tafoya.
Can you speak to this bill or not really?
I cannot.
Okay.
He asked me to stand in or sit in, as the case may be.
Okay.
And I said, sure, not knowing it would take 4 hours to get here.
Well, I'm glad you're able to make it. Traffic can be difficult. In light of that, Mr. Vice President, I'll make a motion that we table this item because I have concerns over the billing date and how it has not actually come to full fruition yet. I don't feel very comfortable approving something that has a billing date into the future. So I would make a motion that we pull item number five since Mr. Tafoya is not here to answer those questions.
I will second the motion.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
And Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes. With that being said, we will move on to other board member comments.
I'll go briefly. I just wanted to say to Don, I know I said a few words at our last meeting, but I will miss you up here. I do appreciate the paraphrasing of Douglas Smith Arthur's farewell there at the end. And it's been a pleasure to work with you over the years. And you will be missed. So I wish you all the well in wherever life takes you from here, and I'm sure we'll see each other in the future. You've been very active in this community, and I'm sure you will continue to. But really, that's about it. I just wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And then just to everybody here, I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight on this cold fall evening. And we did get a little bit of rain, although not nearly enough, I think. But hopefully we'll get some more storms coming in here. And I just wish everybody a Merry Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a very special holiday because it's one of the uniquely American holidays of the ones which we celebrate. And it has a very deep, powerful message. So I just wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. So thank you.
Yeah. Don, I repeat what I said last week. I wish you a happy retirement. I'm not far from you in terms of that, and that you have a very good time. Thank you so much for your service.
I will keep mine brief as well. Don, the short couple years that I've been here, I've learned a lot from you, and I hope to still continue to learn from you and speak with you, and I wish you the best of luck in your retirement again, and don't be in such a hurry to get into another gig, even if it is for food night or social night. So okay. Thank you again for all your service, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have any last comments?
No, thank you. I appreciate everything.
All righty. Bill Council, do you have anything other than your far drive I apologize for?
No, not really. I was afraid he was going to announce he was running for president.
Mr. General Manager?
Yes, I'd like to thank Director Olinger for, I've been here a short time, but I appreciate the support. It's been some tough times, but you've always come through with the right advice, and I appreciate that, the lunch meetings and so forth. And just thank you for your service. I do want to recognize some employees.
By all means.
Okay. As everyone knows, we've been implementing a computerized maintenance management system. About this time last year, the board authorized us to begin that endeavor. And so in a very short time, we've made some very big strides. And what's important is our staff is being recognized by the other professionals in the industry here locally. So when they went to a meeting of the local industry professionals, they were given an award, or each individual was given an award. They were asked, coming to that meeting, to make a speech about what they've been doing. So I want them to tell you a little bit about what happened today. So we'll start with
Diana, and then after that, Ralphie, and then Kenny. Yeah, all of you come up. So West Valley is on the map in terms of implementing computerized maintenance management.
Are we getting to open this?
Go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Vice President Crowder and members of the board. And Don, congratulations, we will miss you. The organization that Clarence is speaking of is the so-called MUG. It stands for Southern California Maximo Utility Group. They hold their meeting twice a year. We attended our first meeting in March or April this year, and the second one we did today. The meeting today was attended by around 90 Maximo users from different public agencies. During these meetings, there are vendor spotlights, user presentations, and we're one of them. We presented something, and networking. Meetings are very informative, and we meet a lot of people. Today, my asset management group, we gave a presentation about West Valley Water District's pioneering the CMMS, or the Computerized Maintenance Management Program. I presented the topic, what is asset management in a water system, its benefit and challenges, and what we did during the pre-implementation process. Also, both Kenny and Ralphie gave a great presentation. Do you want to say about what you did? Or you want to? Yeah.
I was able to share the history of our water company when it started to present, about our treatment plant, FBR plants, arsenic plants. I was able to share our district, how much water we have, how many wells, how many services that we take care of. And it was pretty phenomenal, because the reason why we got these awards is because they said we did the most outstanding out of all the other agencies that were there that represented West Valley Water District. We're able to share with them history all the way back from 1952 when this water district started to what's taking place present with Maximo.
We also got to talk about the beginning implementations of gathering all the assets and what the processes that we've gone through, the working the kinks out, and how we're rising above the challenges. And like I said, it was an honor to be a part of the Maximo and asset management team.
And one also treat that they receive is Ralph performed a jingle that he composed. He titled it Go Maximo. And when he was singing it, the crowd are also singing it like a karaoke. So, and everybody enjoyed it. And last but not the least, I would like to thank Vilga and Cliff, can you come here? They are there, even though they are not a part of our group. They are like they're team players, and they are there to support us. They help us with our presentation, you know, moving the slide and the cameras and also. And that's all, and thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
So I appreciate you doing a good job, and I'm sure the board does also. Thank you.
I got a couple of questions to ask the general manager.
Yes.
This keeps coming up. Mr. Lawrence, does he work for us?
No, he does not. No.
Is he receiving any benefits from us?
No.
Can
not
we
at all.
Communicate that to the public? To the public, and make sure this gentleman comes every meeting and asks a question. And it seems as though he doesn't get any answers.
Okay. Do you have his information, Crystal?
My apologies.
Contact information?
For Mr. Kelly Gregg? Yes, Gregg.
Okay. So I can speak with him and find out and answer his questions.
Well, can we just tell the guy that he doesn't work for us and he's not getting any benefits?
Number one, he doesn't work for us. Number two, he's never received a single benefit. And frankly, until this board votes to give him a contract, He's not on our payroll.
I'll share with the district what I have when you call me.
Okay, I'd appreciate that because I can tell you.
Is that clear, sir?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Thank you. Second question, do we have any people working without contracts and without board approval?
We have some contracts that have expired, and we're working on transitioning those people out until the board has, the board approves new contracts.
So the board, the district is accruing liabilities then?
We accrue liabilities if they don't finish the work that they're doing as well.
No, that's not my question.
The answer is, I'm not going to tell you we're accruing liabilities.
Are they still on staff?
They're still here, but we're transitioning them out. You don't just cut people off. You have an orderly transition to take over the work that they're doing or end the work that they're doing until such time as the board can. We have these contracts on the agenda, some of them since September, but they were taken off the agenda. So therefore, the contracts expired in the meantime.
So if the contract expired,
mm-hmm.
the board hasn't taken any action, and the people are still here?
So we are transitioning them out.
But you're acting without board authority.
That's not true.
If they're still here, you are.
This is a matter we can discuss privately. But the answer is we're transitioning them out. And that's all I have to say is we're transitioning them off the books.
Madam Secretary?
I do want to inform the public that we will be closed November 28th and 29th in observance of Thanksgiving. So if you plan on coming by the district during that time, we'll be at home eating turkey, as probably you will be. Our next meeting is scheduled, for December 5th, tentatively with that start time, as our regular meetings would be 6 o'clock closed session, 6:30 open session. And the remainder of our meetings for the month are listed as it stands at the moment.
Anybody else? All right, hearing that, meeting's adjourned. So have a good evening.
Clarence,
yes.
You define board instructions. The board didn't approve it.
I'm not. Look, these people were here with approved contracts. They were put on the agenda.